שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם, בעמוד 552, מאמרי שמעתי, מאמר ל"ו, מהו ג' בחינות גופים באדם.
You may ask questions on our website cup.co.il. Once again, writings of Baal Sulam, page 552, article 36, what are the three bodies in a man? Man is made of three bodies. The inner body, which is clothing for the soul of Kedusha, B, the klipa of Noga, C, the serpent's skin. In order to save one from the two bodies, so that they do not interfere with the Kedusha, and in order for one to be able to use only the inner body, the counsel for that is that there is a remedy to contemplate solely on things that concern the inner body. That means that one's thought should always remain in the singular authority, meaning there is none else besides him. Rather, he does and will do all the deeds, and there is no creation in the world that can detach him from the Kedusha. And because one does not think for these two bodies, they die, because they have no nourishment and nothing to sustain them. Since the thoughts think for them are their provision. This is the meaning of, in the sweat of thy face shall you eat bread. Prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge, sustenance was not dependent on the bread. That is, there was no need to extend light and sustenance, but it illuminated. However, after the sin, when Adam HaRishon had been affixed to the serpent's body, then life had been tied in with the bread, meaning with nourishment that must always draw anew. And if they are not given nourishment, they die. And this became a great correction in order to be saved from those two bodies. Thus, one must try with all one's might not to think thoughts that concern them. And perhaps this is what our sages said. Thoughts of transgression are harder than a transgression, because thoughts are their nourishment. In other words, they receive sustenance from the thoughts one thinks for them. Hence, one must think only for the inner body, for it is a clothing for the soul of Kedusha. That means that one should think thoughts that are after one's skin. This means that after the body's skin is called outside one's body, meaning outside one's own benefit, but only thoughts of benefiting others. And this is called after one's skin. This is so because after one's skin, there is no grip for the klipot. For the klipot hold only that which is within one's skin, meaning that which belongs to one's body, and not outside one's body, called outside one's skin. That means that they possess anything that comes within the clothing of the body, and they cannot hold anything that is not clothed within the body. When one persists with thoughts that are after one's skin, one is awarded what is written, and when after my skin, this is destroyed, and without my flesh shall I see God. This is the holy divinity, and she stands after one's skin. Destroyed means that it has been corrected to stand after my skin. At that time, one is awarded, without my flesh shall I see God. It means that Kedusha comes and clothes the interior of the body, specifically when one agrees to work outside man's skin, meaning without any clothing. The wicked, however, who want to work precisely at a time when there is clothing in the body, cold within the skin, then they will die without wisdom. This is because then they have no clothing and they are not awarded anything. However, it is especially the righteous that are rewarded with clothing within the body.
So, the desire to receive, which is our kli, after all the preparations from above, breaking, shattering, and descents, is divided into three parts. The internal part, the inner part, which is able to be corrected, and the two external parts, which are possible to correct, and their correction is in that we don't deal with them. This is the internal body is called the internal body. The correction is in what one deals. In thought, everything will be discerned. That if one thinks and about what belongs outside of his body, meaning in order to bestow to others, meaning friends, group, world, from the love of friends to the love of the Creator, if he thinks outside his body, then he does not give nourishment to his ego. And by doing so, the desire to receive in order to receive in him dies. Because it doesn't receive any nourishment. So it disappears. But one needs to be in this all the time, in protection. Because each time he has all kinds of temptations, from the Mishcha Dechiya and from the Klipat Noga, which are all the time wanting to grab on, to grasp on him, to grab him in thoughts, envy, desires, hatred, control, all the kinds of things about each one. And they do it in great conniving. And then, in accordance to this, each time he can discern that he doesn't want those thoughts to deal with. Rather, he wants to work outside his skin, meaning outside his own benefit, on bestowal only. And then, as he does enough discernments and separates within a few actions, the internal body from the external body, meaning the internal body is the kli for the nefesh of kedusha, and other than that, nothing else can dress because he can't do it with in order to bestow. He can't, so he doesn't think of them. And if he works this way, then dressing comes to him within the internal body, specifically within the nefesh d'kedusha. This is called, from my flesh I get the divinity, which means that his flesh was inside his body. The more internal part, he begins to discover the light, the Creator, the Holy Shekhinah, which is the Creator. And all of this is done only by him persisting in being in thoughts, in discernments, outside his body, meaning outside of his own benefit. And how does he connect in this to the Creator? By the fact that in every situation that will be, he is certain that it comes from there's none else besides him, that the Creator arranges all these things for him, so that he would discern these three bodies after the sin of the tree of knowledge, and only after these drawings, which he does persistingly within discernments, then he neutralizes the two external bodies, Klipat Noga and Mishchadechia, from their nourishment, from their desires for them, and they separate from him, disappear, and then when he does enough difference between the internal body and the two external bodies, then he can, the light can dress within the internal body from the first degree, and then it is called that he is born in spirituality. And then it is called, from my flesh I will see the Creator. And all this from what is written after his skin, meaning outside his personal interest, that he was constantly all the time trying to be in bestowal towards others. Others as friends, group, creator. So, after his skin, it was done that, meaning that if he is interested in the intention in order to bestow above his desire to receive, then specifically inside the desire to receive, the upper light is dressed. Nukvuzot. This is, and from my flesh I will see the Creator. This is the matter of the three bodies. We study about them also in Tess, from the dressings of the great Kohen. We also learn about this from the Becha Kavanot, the gate of intentions. That's where all the discernments that we talk about the matter of all sorts of times, the intentions of these times. And it's specifically in all these unique degrees of discernment between the dressings of holiness and the dressings of the other side, of the Sidra Acha. It's spoken about it, of course, in the Torah, about the dressings, about all sorts of the root, neshama, body, and hol. And next to that, there were the dressings of the for Adam HaRishon, who gave this to his offspring, and later the dressings that it's written about in the Torah, about all the different dressings also. Of the light. So these are the matters of the bodies, the three matters, discernments of bodies in the body. Rodi from Yochanan asks, what's the difference between Mishchadechia and Klipat Noga? Also Mishchadechia and also Klipat Noga, these desires are all given to discernment, but the discernment in them, in Klipat Noga, to the degree that you can or you can't be with it, and in Mishchadechia, to the degree in which it's impossible to be with it in connection. Meaning, these are klipot, or shells, it can't be corrected until Gemara Tikkun, until the final correction. And Mishchadechia is a place for discernment, for scrutiny. We study in the Beit Shaar HaKavanot about the matter of light, how it's divided into klaf and tzutzus, and how we write about the internality of the external light, the book of the Torah, meaning where the greatest revelations, the last revelations, the maximum that a person is capable of revealing, to the final correction to Gemara Tikkun. This is called Klaf. And on it, if one discerns it, in his discernments on the Klaf, on the layer of leather, of skin, of the last layer of skin of divinity, which belongs anyhow to internality, this is the greatest revelation that is possible till the Gemara Tikkun, till final correction. And this is called the Sefer Torah, the Book of Torah. Sefer is the Megillah, is book is the scroll from Revelation. From the virtual group, there's asking, are Klipot found before entering to a spiritual? We have to deal with everything and relate to everything as if it is. That every degree is from that same Yud Kei Vav Kei, those four discernments. And they are like in a game of children that play, and they play with all the seriousness as if they have all the discernments, like in holiness, in the lowest degree, of course. We see that according to the upper governance, we were even, people that didn't even have any connection to divinity were given, and to spirituality, to spiritual discernments, they were given physical actions so that they will deal with this like, just as the initial game, the inanimate game, which is done in order to, as the mitzvot that were taught to people. Carlos from Brazil asks, is the effort that we need to do in order to receive the Klipot vessel with the sweat of your brow, what does it mean? That if before the sin there was no discernment because the Kli was holy and Adam HaRishon was in Katnut, in smallness, at the time of the sin, what he wanted to do, he wanted to do an even greater correction. He thought that by connecting to himself vessels of the Tree of Knowledge, that certainly he is rising in divinity, and he'll be able to bestow from reception. And it's like the matter of the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim. And then he sinned, meaning he didn't succeed. And by doing so, he connected to himself all the desires, which is called the Tree of Knowledge, Etz Hadaat. And now we need to discern what from his vessels, is he capable to do actions of bestowal? And with which kilim is he not capable? So all the kilim that are now and in order to bestow, to receive, begin to be revealed to him, to be revealed in him, gradually. Shoresh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet of the world of Asiyah, Shoret Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet of the world of Yetzirah, and so forth. And he discerns. And in each, so in each degree you have, first of all the Kilim. Even in the Shoresh of Shoresh, you have 10 Sefirot of its own. And in there are all the discernments. And in every degree and degree you have as much as a person can identify it, but he actually has all the details. There's the internal body, which can correct, meaning at the moment, there is no internal body or external or anything. It's all mixed up. He needs to start scrutinizing them. How does he discern them? By trying to be in the intention in order to bestow, not inside his body. Then he begins to catalog which desires he can be with, in the intention in order to bestow, and which desires he cannot be in the intention without in order to bestow. And what happens is he arranges his body to three bodies. It can be that he cannot arrange them for the meantime until the light comes and discerns these things for him. But the moment it comes to the first discernment, he already has the Kli. He feels there the dressing of the light, the revelation of the Creator, which is called the dressing of the Shekhinah in the internal body. internal kli. Evan from Petah Tikva is asking, how can one battle his thoughts? After all, we were given thoughts and desires, and how can you battle those? How can you fight your desires? He has in his hands the desire to receive, which controls him, and with it a person can do nothing. And in time he thinks he might be able to control it, but it can be that he thinks that way for the meantime. He, very quickly, if he gives enough effort, he sees that it's impossible. He's not given in his desire to receive to do anything. That he is very weak compared to it. Rather, what is possible, what is given to him, what he can do is use the external force, meaning the group, books, teacher, and through them, in the force of the light. If he arranges all these things correctly, here's another article here, the faith of his Rav. What is the measure of the belief of his Rav? Meaning, anyway, it's not important, but if he tries and uses them, if he does an effort to use them with these external means, he sees that he is capable of doing this. That he can use them, meaning Rav, group, books, well, study, we're talking, the intention here is, and through them use the upper light, he can use them, and then discern the bodies. Well, Ray from Florida is asking, are the thoughts the major fuel for the Mishcha Dechia, or are there other desires too? Again, other than the thoughts, is this the only thing that enlivens the klipot? That gives livelihood to the... Other than our thoughts, we have nothing to give life to our klipot. Thoughts are everything. Thoughts are our filling. That's all. If I'm dealing with something, let's say I have against someone some fury, let's say, some hatred, jealousy, someone hurt my honor. He did something bad to me. And sometimes without even doing something to me, I have something against him. Just like that, which I don't know how. It's the upper governance that arranges something like that. And it disturbs me, and I'm constantly thinking against him and more and more and more. They give me, of course, there's none else besides him. And I'm given constantly a place to work. If one pays attention inside how he relates to the whole world, he has many opportunities to work on himself and correct. And he should just know that all these things aren't revealed for no reason. That this is his kli, which is now being revealed, and simply is before him for discernment. In another degree, it will be other disturbances. But this is actually what's happening, what's being given, until we reach complete love to the whole world. And then from this, to the complete love to the Creator, to the equivalence of form. This is the work. No. Well, Eitan from the virtual group writes, are also forces of Mishcha Dechia and Klipat Noga work in the connection between the group members? And if so, how? Also towards the friends in the group? Or does it matter towards who? If my whole life is within the group, let's say, then also here it's the same. Only that it could be that I live between them and everything is fine and I have nothing? Right? No? You have something, some kind of scrutiny here? I think it's fine. I have nothing against people. This is about people that have nothing against others, and actually everything is good, and they don't have someone that they want to do some kind of calculations or what. It's a sign that they're not giving enough effort. And therefore, all the evil inclination is not being awakening in them. But someone who is advancing also reveals, until the, like in the students of Rabbi Shimon, who felt the hatred between them. So they can, according to this, do great discernment. Yes. Shlomo from Yokneam is asking, while we're working in the physical reality that are not with Kabbalah friends, that have to do with connection and so forth, are we getting close to writing this book of Torah? We are constantly getting closer to writing the book of Torah. As it's written, write on the tablet of your heart. The heart is called all your desires. This is how they write the book of Torah, the desires in your heart. Black on white, and on the cloth, on the parchment. But towards the world, we can't do so much. Towards the world, we have to have an attitude which is equal, only to cause their good advancement. From love, to try and cause them, instead of suffering, to have the light. Instead of advancing from that, they'll advance in a good way. Like for small people. Yeah. Yevgeny from the Jerusalem group asks, should we organize the desire, doing it according to their proximity to the goal? This will come. One doesn't understand this until he reaches the discernment of the desires, until he reaches Naran Chai against Kechav Zob, against the attributes, the levels of Yud. Oh, this is, there's time for that. Meanwhile, he needs to relate, are these desires for my benefit or thoughts for the benefit of the others? Am I in this in self-contact or not? And this is, for the time being, enough. Avi from Bechan is asking, what is the meaning in the end of the article when he says the righteous do gain the dressing of body? Tzaddik, or righteous, is who think outside of his skin. Tzaddik is someone who doesn't have any touch in something, rather in chafetz chesed. If he cleaned himself from all the concerns for the two external bodies, meaning in order to receive, and he only has concern for in order to bestow, this is called a tzaddik, which is not complete, or to receive in order to bestow, which is called a complete tzaddik. So if he's already receiving, bestowing in order to bestow, that means that all his actions are outside his skin, and also what he receives is in order to bestow by doing this to others, or to the Creator through the other. That, and this is called, that he tips the scale of merit for himself and for the whole world, and by doing this, all the light dresses inside his desire, inside his body, because he was receiving in order to bestow. So they gain to the dressing of divinity. This is what it's called. The Shekhinah dresses, is revealed in a person, and the Creator is revealed within the desires, the corrected desire and the equivalence of form inside a person. Yes? Eli from Chadera is asking, thoughts of sin are worse than a sin. How do we deal with them? We don't have sin itself, transgression itself. No one lets you do this. Don't dream that that's going to happen. It could never happen. Rather, the thoughts of a transgression is called that you are constantly in as if you want to receive and don't want, wants and don't want, want and don't want, and those are the thoughts. And here you're in a state in which you cannot decide through the environment, through the support, and you're capable of reaching to the final scrutiny. And therefore you are constantly in such touches. By doing this, you enliven the klipot. And this is towards the contemplations of transgressions. And here we have to be careful how much this can go on, for how long this can go on. This is the problem usually, because one thinks that he actually is in a good state. He thinks that it could stop from above. He thinks that he doesn't have to give any effort here. He's constantly being given opportunities from above, and he thinks they're tripping him. He doesn't understand that the fact that he's being brought a foreign thought or something, some difficult thing along the way, he doesn't understand that by doing this he's being given an opportunity. He doesn't accept in the right way the game. Yes? Tomer from Bet Kabbalah Lam in Jerusalem asks, when we are in the convention, it's easy to think of thoughts of connection. What should we do on the daily time? Work on discernment. And we are not capable of doing this only because the general opinion, there is no general thought, there is no general commitment, support, which is what is important. So one forgets and cannot hold himself in the necessity for work and can't be awake and aware to what's happening to him every moment, that there's none else besides him, and that the Creator is giving him every single moment of his life opportunities for discernment and for advancement. And he is simply not identifying them. He thinks that this is just his physical life, his corporeal life. He doesn't look at it in a way that, paying attention, concentrating his focus of his vision, that he sees every single moment in life, that this is not regular life. Rather, it's opportunities from above for discernment. That the Creator puts this for him, there's no one else besides him, he's playing with you, and he constantly is bringing you a relationship to this, and an attitude to that, and an attitude to that. How are you with this, and that, and that? How are you for this opposite, and so forth? And one is not ready for this. He's not ripe enough to receive every moment in life in this way, because he doesn't have the support from the environment. And therefore, and without the support from the environment, there are no righteous. There's no one that's all of a sudden it will help them. It won't help. If there's no support, this is the condition for our vote, for mutual guarantee. What is the Torah? It's the lighting, is the light for correction of the kilim. I created the evil inclination and the Torah as a spice. So when can you receive the Torah and use it? It's under the condition that you say, I agree to go to mutual guarantee. And therefore, we are not advancing well. Not well enough, because we're lacking the force of our vut, of mutual guarantee, that one will feel in his subconscious constantly that I am in a game, in work, in discernment, before the Creator, which is constantly arranging for me all sorts of exercises, let's say, and I need to go through them. If we would feel this way our lives, we would advance really rapidly. but this at every single moment. Every single moment we need to demand every moment that we will be in war. Yes, Oren. How can we take advantage of the convention that we'll have the next weekend in order to get closer to the implementation of this state that you said just now, every moment in life? The convention that we want to do next weekend is exactly so that we will get used to, throughout the day, to be constantly in one thought. How we discern our good attitude in relationship towards the friends, and through this cause the connection between us. If we constantly think this way, then our thoughts assist each other, and this is called system of arvut, the system of mutual guarantee, this support. You can call it, instead of arvut, you call it support, in which I care that everyone will be in a mutual scrutiny. I scrutinize on my behalf, he scrutinizes on his behalf, you on your behalf, and all in all, this specific connection brought all these people to one place, to mutual bestowal. One place, the meaning is in all over the world, that are connecting to us together. And then we are in one net, and if we're concerned this way, then certainly we will be able to attain such a support that we will be all these 48 hours in scrutiny, in a constant scrutiny. Because also tonight, when I go to sleep, it's also considered a place for work, because I must, meaning this is inside the scrutinies, constantly. What I am in all sorts of states, if I am all in all doing scrutiny with the group, all 24 hours enter the work. And then one begins to feel discernments that are clearer, where these desires and those desires, these intentions and those, meaning in order to restore, in order to receive, he begins to identify how the Creator is playing with him each time. He already starts identifying that it comes from within, meaning from which upper force, which is truly with him, in some game. This is like the newborn. Does he know what mother is? He doesn't know anything. He only knows that there's something warm like this and good that he wants to be adhered to right now, just like he was adhered inside when he was. That's it. So we are in this way, and we need to feel it. Yes. It's translation. Good morning. Pass on the microphone back. I was wondering if maybe we could sharpen the concept of defining reception and bestowal. Yesterday we spoke about it as well, and now this morning we're getting closer to it. It seems that what we're receiving is this opportunity to make sermons, to make scrutinies. Every opportunity in life to recognize this message that's coming from the Creator. So how can we translate this to bestowal? Is bestowal, in a sense, because we get confused about what bestowal is. Is bestowal more or less giving opportunity to create environment in which the friends can receive these sermons, or is it something around that? He's right that it's hard for us to understand what they mean when they use the word bestowal. I, instead of that, would prefer to use the word connection. Because I don't have what to bestow. I don't have what to give. Rather, to the degree in which I want to be connected with the other, it is called that I'm already caring for him, filling him, I'm with him. It's easier for us to do it this way. Why is it called bestowal? Because we are talking towards the Creator. And towards the Creator, to say connection is, connection could be in order to receive. I want to be connected to him. On the other hand, when we're talking about the other, then it's enough for me to talk about connection with the other. At least in this, I am neutralizing my klipot, my ego, my disconnect. And it's almost as if
if we're willing to receive,
then we start to coming into a state of bestowal. Just from our desire to receive puts us in a state of bestowal. That's it, correctly. If I receive in order to bestow, or he's saying in order to receive properly. If I sharpen my desire so that I'm willing to receive in order to bestow. I'll tell you. In order to receive, in order to bestow, I need to first connect to your desire. I need to feel him like my desire. I must be with you in one body. It is called that the achap of the upper is adhered to the galgalta inayim of the lower. And what is included by the other? And then, when I am with you in one desire, in such a way that the two parts of him are adhered to each other, then I can continue the light from my desire to your desire. This is called to receive in order to bestow. The one partsuf and the other. And then this is galgalta inayim and this is achap. This is Gagalta and I'm in the Chab. Here we are in adherence, in adhesion between us. And then I receive from you the desire, and I raise it upwards with my desire together. This is called the one giving double, and then I raise man, and from above, I receive for you. Mad. It is called receiving in order to bestow. I draw, because the masach is mine. The masach is here. But the desire is in you. You are adhered to me, and then I execute the action. And we'll move to the next part. We'll move to the next part of the list.